Well, good evening.
Good evening.
There we go. That's good evening, Judy. That's Rita with the beautiful voice. The voice of an angel is what she was discussed or addressed this morning on the New 10 prayer call. And I don't think she'll deny that. We'll see. And I'm going to apologize in advance for all of the background noise. I'm not at the fire station. I'm going there. That's my next meeting tonight. And I apologize for being on a cell phone. So if it's crackly or doesn't get good reception, that'll be less of me talking and more of everybody else.
Sounds fine.
Does it sound fine? Okay, well, thank you, Linda. I'll take it as a compliment.
Yes. Yeah.
But spending almost 4 hours in court today and then another 3-hour family meeting after that, and then running right to a CPA, which is where I'm at now. So hopefully we'll get quiet soon. But anyways, let's delve in. We have got Bergisterol capsules.
Yay!
And I was just about to fire off a really, really strongly worded text to Mr. Jeff Isom and say, you better have something on the kickoff call on Thursday, else I don't know what we're going to do. So hopefully you have utilized that intel and you've looked at the website. I owe a debt of gratitude to Rita for notifying me of this, because it was the last thing on my mind sitting in a courtroom this morning. But I looked it up, and I read it all about it. I absolutely love what's on the website. And anybody, any of your customers, your consultants that have ever used Bergisterol, or might have it's like a whole new world out there of potential clientele that we can market to. And I think a good way to look at it, based on what we've learned from Marty, is simply talking to people and creating conversation, something that Denny Rogers was infamous doing. Do you know anybody that might have a back issue? Do you know anybody that might have sleep issues? Do you know anybody that struggles with like any of the common aches and pains? And 99% of the people will resoundingly say, well, yeah, that's me. So regarding the Bergisterol capsules, do you know anybody that has, you know, cholesterol or blood pressure or blood sugar issues or, you know, any cardiovascular issues at all, heart stuff? Number one killer in America is heart disease. We have a solution. So let's have some fun. I'm not in a position where I can write down people's names, so you're going to have to help me out as we go through this, but why don't we get started with the I Can mantra. And I think we're all the way up to the fifth part of it. Is that correct? And the fifth part of it is my I Can attitude.
Give me serenity.
No, that's the sixth part.
Sixth part. Help my clients see their current situation.
Help my clients do the five pillars. And that is a really, really crucial one that I think so often we forget. And when you remember Marty's elevator pitch, when he revamped it and talked about it, the second version of it, he talked about these philosophies and striving to live in balance is one thing that we can really, really prospect with. Because who doesn't want to live in balance? So, are we ready?
Yes.
Okay, on the count of three, here we go. And I'm going to listen. I want to see how many different voices I can hear this time. And if you have to cheat a little bit and read from the script, that's fine. It's perfectly fine. Not everybody is a master memorizer like Vance. Okay? Stacy says it's unfair. All right. It's unfair that I can meet people at church once and remember their names months later.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, it's because I fixed my brain a long time ago.
What a challenge.
Get rid of it. Get rid of the negative self-talk. You will never hear me say I'm terrible with names. I will never say that. Because that's an insult to my creator.
Right.
So figure out a way. I met a couple, true story, real quick. I met a mom and a son. Her name is... look at that. I forgot her name. His name is David, the son. Her name is, let's see, her husband's name is Ray, and was it Cindy? And her brother-in-law is one of the guest speakers at our church on a regular basis. One of the funniest pastors I've ever heard in my life. And I sat out there in the lobby and talked to her for, oh my goodness, seemed like forever. But after we were done talking, I said, okay, Cindy, I got it. She's like, wow, you're really good with names. I don't know. I think I should value people enough to remember their names. So, something I adopted. So here we go. Ready? On the count of three, we're going to start with the first hands all the way up to the fifth one. One, two, three.
Until they perceive a need or a want for something, they don't even understand your product. That was a big one for me this week. They have to perceive that they need it. And as I was at the market selling grip sticks this weekend, there were people that come in and they would not want it, and there would be other people that would want it and go, oh my gosh, I was looking for this. And so it just, as I was working this weekend, I went, aha, that's exactly what happens, and I need to remember that as I work with my customers and prospective ones too. Okay.
Who else? I love the way Jeannie shared it, that what she learned and then the application of it. That's the beautiful thing about this. The sooner we apply it, the sooner we can see it in the reality. It's like walking out of a church or walking out of a movie and then immediately having something happen and we go, I think that's what they were just talking about. Then that experience, it takes it from a movie to an experience. It takes it from sitting in a lecture or sitting in church to a heartfelt, life-changing experience. Okay. You know, it's like Vance being on the witness stand last Friday afternoon and being asked by the plaintiff's attorney, well, what would you describe your role as a volunteer youth director 30 years ago? Oh, that was easy. My brother and I's philosophy that we learned was to give every single one of the students, every single one of the kids, the personal opportunity to make a life-changing decision for Jesus Christ. That was our philosophy. That was what they needed to have their own experience, not their parents' experience. And that's so much of what we're learning, and especially in Lesson 7. Once we have that experience and then share it with other people, it transcends. Linda, Hattie Jane, Rita, Lesson 7. What did you guys get from it? I'll just call on you because I recognize certain voices.
I have a thought.
Go ahead, Linda.
Okay, it's very simple, but I think the simplest things are many times the most profound. Just something I wrote down not too long ago, reading it again. We are sharing something very real with our potential customers and partners, and the part that I love best is our experience is the proof. And the reason that spoke to me is I'm thinking about our elevator pitch we did a couple weeks back. And in mine, I gave a very brief testimony, and it's a true one. You don't need to make stuff up, or if you don't have your own, you can borrow from a family member or friend if you have one. But I had serious apnea, and apnea can be very serious. I know people have actually died in their sleep from apnea. And so I have a CPAP and all that. But since having a wonderful sleep system over these last almost dozen years now that I've been with Nikon, it hasn't totally gone away, but I would say it's gone away probably 90%. You know, I don't sound like Barry in the Woods anymore. It's more like a little flutter. So I mentioned in my elevator pitch, talking about us being the product of the product, that my snoring has greatly decreased. And that could lead me into, oh, how did that happen? That could lead us into talking about the sleep and the water and so forth. So that's kind of one thing that I stuck out for me.
Excellent.
And Van?
Yeah, go ahead, Hattie Jane.
I apologize earlier for my cat. She kept stepping on the cell phone. I had the most interesting things happen. And this past weekend with another one, I have a young family staying with me from Honduras, and there's some ups and downs with family, but we had a get-together of Latina women on Zoom this weekend, and she was here, and she sat, and she listened to it. And I feel I'm planting a seed, because she was going to be 15 the next day. And the ladies on the call, one from Ecuador, one from Peru, one from Colombia, and you, one from the U.S., sang happy birthday to her.
Oh.
So I feel that that's planting a seed he sees that women can be very effective from all over Latino people. Can she can accomplish something in the future if she wants to look into it more. And as she ages, she'll just know it was there.
Mm. Very good. Did anybody else pick up on, if you only did the printed version, you would have missed it. But Mike DiMuccio talked about being down in Mexico, and the ICANN attitude is completely, it's irrelevant as far as what language it's in, but completely transcending. And I can speak on behalf of meeting some of the top leaders in Mexico in March when Stacey and I were in Cancun. But I think more importantly, let's look at the numbers. How many members of Team Kaizen are there from North America for 2018? Is it 6 or 7? And there's over 100?
Wow.
Over 100 from Mexico?
Yes.
What is that? And I think it's something that Mike said. He went on record, and that was in September of 2016 when he said that. Look at the results now, a year and a half later. It's because they bought into this. And they're applying it. And they're doing other things too. But the big thing, and it's not like Nikan is a new entity in Mexico. He's been there for a long time. So you can't say, oh, it's a brand new startup, you know, they just moved it. No, not at all. It's because they allow this to permeate their attitude. And they're not basing it on feelings. They're basing it, just like exactly what Linda was saying, they're basing it on experience. So, well, lesson 7.
This is Judy. I like this. If we leave the door open, even a crack for doubt, or that little voice to start recite what is wrong, just to the extent that we permit this kind of old thinking, we lose the magic of inspiration and creation.
And hey, Judy, did you have an opportunity to apply that?
Yes, I have. I have always the little voice in me working against me, but I'm doing good to get it out of my mind and start talking and not listening to the little voice that I can hear inside of me. You can't do that. You can't do it. So I'm progressing, and I'm proud of myself.
Bravo.
Excellent. It's kind of like when your driveway is covered with, you know, 6 inches of snow and you're driving up it in a two-wheel drive vehicle. And you're saying out loud, I think I can, I think I can, I think I can. Well, actually, I thought I could, I thought I could, I thought I could. And you just regroup, and you go back down, and you walk up that driveway, and you get some exercise instead.
Right. And then when you get to the top, then you slide all the way down.
That's
the way it goes.
And if your wife, your favorite wife, happens to capture it on video, 3 years later, you're still getting residual checks from it.
Hallelujah.
All right, who else is about to share when Judy jumps in there?
It's Rita. It's not personal. We have the solutions for our customers. And stick to principles.
Rita, talk about principles. Why is principle so important?
Because it takes the feeling out of it, the emotions. You don't get your feelings hurt when somebody says no.
Mm.
Keep going, and it's next.
Exactly.
And we also need to take action.
Mm-hmm.
And today, and I talked to somebody, and I'll be putting an order in for her tonight. So.
Fantastic. I'm pretty sure there's more than 6 of us on the line.
Yeah, this is Larry.
Good evening, Larry.
Yeah, hello there. I've been fighting my phone ever since I got on here. That's why I was a little late, but I apologize for that. Anyway, I think the thing that I picked up on this lesson was it's not pervasive. That was one of the things, and I've been in sales a great deal of my life, for those that don't know, and outside sales, not standing in a store waiting for somebody to come. You got to go out and grab them by the throat. And follow-up is something that I've spent a lifetime perfecting. And I, last week, sent out messages to around 60 of the people that I have either enrolled or shown this to or talked to about and had emails for. And particularly wanted to inform them about the two ladies speaking on Saturday. Well, I don't know how many listened to that, and I probably never will know, because I'm not going to follow up with a call on everyone to find out. That would probably be pursuing too hard. But what happened was that one of the guys that I called and asked him, I didn't have his email, so I wanted to, you know, he had said, well, call me back in a month, and I had prospecting, cold prospect, working on my car one day, and a new car that I got, and I had to have something done to it. And he said, you know, he said, I'm not going to be able to listen to it on Saturday morning because I'm taking, my wife and I are taking keys to our new house, our first house after 15 years of renting. And so I congratulated him heartily on that thing and said, well, you can listen to it later by going on the Saturday AM Live. And I told him how to get on, and he says, well, email me how to do that. And so I did. I sent him a link. And he said, and here's the thing, uninvited, he says, please call me back next week after I've had time to listen to it. And, you know, that's the that's where pervasive comes in here, I guess, in reality, you know.
And that's exactly the type of person that you know is at least going to be open.
Right.
And
yeah.
That's absolutely excellent. And you guys have heard me brag on Larry quite a bit. But Larry and I were talking about this, these 60-some emails that he sent it to, and just somebody receiving information, as long as we don't abuse it, as long as we're not sending emails every day, but, you know, periodically, maybe twice a month, sending a mass email. And the thing is, we're having a variety of people that share on Dave Johnson's call or on Saturday AM Live, but when people see in the subject line that two doctors, two medical people are going to be sharing on a call, we had the highest number of people on that call on Saturday than I've had in years. And it was absolutely fantastic. So, appreciate that. Who's next? Well, I know there's more. It may just be the shortest ever I can attitude call in the history.
Did you mute everybody else?
I muted myself out because I didn't want everybody to hear the car starting, but the doorbells and all that other stuff get picked up so well on this cell phone.
Well, Ben?
Yes, go ahead, Linda.
I do have a question, actually, as I was reading over the lesson again and listening. I need some clarity about the SAQ quiz that was mentioned. What that is,
yeah,
and how...
Yeah, here, it's one of those housekeeping things I think I mentioned in lesson number, or week number two or three.
Yep.
You're going to hear a lot of different references to that, to the My5&I website, to Marty's email address. There's a couple other things that were part of that a year and a half ago. And I will type that up. Eventually, so that people, you guys all know that there's just certain aspects of that that are, they're no longer applicable. I mean, here's a shocker for you, but William Todd isn't even part of UKIN anymore.
Right.
Okay, don't freak out. It's just his season
right.
was done, and the role of being a mentor, and then the release of his book, My Mentor and Me, took off at such a rapid rate. He's like, hey, I got to focus here. I don't know if he dissolved his sneaking business or sold. I have no idea. But it doesn't matter. Because we don't make a deity. That's a word I learned from Jeff Eisen. We don't make a deity of either people or companies that we're in business with. We have all had a Nikan experience, and that's the responsibility we have. That's where the allegiance should be. And when things change, we have to focus. Here's a key thing that I learned from this week's lesson. Focus on what we have, not on the have-nots.
Mm-hmm.
Focus on what's remaining rather than what's lost. Because things are constantly going to change. And that's something that the sooner we get to that point of going, okay, wait a second, we still got some amazing, we still got the whole wellness home concept. We're the only company that has that. You hear Rick Murphy talk about that over and over and over, and we are. And there are consumables. They're continually evolving them to get rid of either even maybe one or two ingredients that could be a little bit, skeptical. I was on the phone with Nancy Clyde this morning, and she got hit up by a friend of hers who's working with NewSkin. And some of the evasive ways that this gal was sharing NewSkin with her reminded me of the Amway that I heard about in the 70s and 80s. Like, oh, don't even tell them what's happening. Just get them over to your house. Tell them you're having a Bible study. Tell them you're having a wine tasting party. And some of those same tactics, and I'm like, man, that's... And Nancy was really gracious. She was nice to her friend. I said, Nancy, just look at some of the ingredients and see if it's something that you're comfortable with putting in your body. She's like, no, I'm not. And she started naming some of them. So, but focusing on what we have rather than the have-nots, and even at this stage in the game, focus on the fact that there's still, 2 days left in the month. Are you where you want to be? Are you quality enrolled? Are there some people that you could even throw in a last-minute auto-ship order to introduce them to the Bergisterol capsules?
Sure.
I'll be talking with two gentlemen tonight and say, hey, as soon as Rita sent me that text, I immediately typed up a little short email, included what Rita sent me, and then sent that email to two of my customers who were waiting for the capsules. And I thought, well, since I'm not on the witness stand, I can actually text sitting in the back of the courtroom, a little bit of multitasking. But I wanted to focus in on what was going on, so that was the only one I sent. But we can do that. We just have to be creative and utilize it. Olympics are done. Thank you, Lord, because I was getting seriously addicted. But we can move on. I did develop what I call now, Carol John is now my official Olympic fanatic buddy. We were texting each other almost every night during the Olympics. And it was really a fun experience. But now I just gained so much of my life back because I know I don't feel obligated to see what's going on. But the spirit of the Olympics is exactly what we have in Nikan. Watching the closing ceremonies last night was reminiscent to me of Nikan conventions, international conventions, 15 years ago. Being around people from other countries that all have the same common philosophy. It's like going to church, or as my wife said, the closing ceremony would be like going to where you went to Bible school with all those people from all those nations. And those are the type of people we want to attract. Exactly what Larry just said. When you find somebody who asks you to follow up, that's a winner right there. That makes it fun. So any other thoughts? Boy, you guys are making my job easier and easier. I love it. Well, I know we've missed a few people that are either remaining silent or maybe they have too much stuff going on in the background, which is fine. As you delve into lesson 8, April 16th, I believe it is, if I remember correctly. That's a Monday. We've got an email from a gal, and she said, Vance, I've been inactive in Nikin for a long time. No, how'd she say it? She said, I've been doing Nikin as a hobby, and my income is reflective of that. It's non-existent. And she said, I made a decision a few weeks ago that I was going to step up my game. I got a new customer. She not only placed an order, but she bought a ticket for the event in Orlando.
Mm.
And I wrote her back and said, way to go. And if you want to join us, April 16th is the next time we'll start the next round of the ICANN Attitude course. And I sent her that email yesterday morning. So be thinking of that. Be thinking if there's somebody that you know. It doesn't even have to be a person in Nikin. If they're looking for growth in their life, this is a wonderful program. We'd love to have them be a part.
We still have 5 more weeks, right?
Oh, absolutely. We have 5 more weeks. We're not stopping now. I'm just kind of thinking. I'm always forward thinking and always thinking about what's down the road. And just as we saw, or what I experienced on Saturday with Rachel Danzig and Dr. Melanie Caldwell, and then I saw the numbers in the email with how many people were on the line, I went, oh, my goodness. 90 different phone numbers connected to the call.
It was
and we have we have no way of tracking how many people will listen to the recording.
Mm.
So.
Hey, Ben. Vance, this is
Tyra.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you, Tyra.
Oh, okay. I just wanted to share the portion that spoke to me this evening is the customer-centric consultant will recognize that each customer is an individual and they need to be approached that way. We treat others as we would like to be treated. Some are approachable more frequently, but no one wants to be pestered or hounded by a zealous salesperson. Ask and hear what they say about what they need. And it really remains about the ICANN. And I have a cousin in Atlanta area, and I was inviting her to an event. Gloria's last name is Snyder. She was having some type of event in Atlanta. And I had invited this cousin to go, but she later told me she went and couldn't stay. So I thought that was disappointing, and then I never could get from her what she even got out of being there, if she stayed long enough to get anything. And so so I took a different approach in terms of just creating a different idea, approach to share information with her. So I sent her, after having a conversation with her, I sent her the two videos, the 3-minute and the 7-minute video on Rick Murphy's website, pathfinders.biz. And I wanted her to get more of a general concept of what Nikin has to offer. And I found that approach really worked. She was able to tell me what she heard. She was able to talk about products she was interested. She was actually giving me the information that I really wanted but hadn't gotten from her up until this point. But the breakthrough, I say, with her having that background information, I signed her up as one of my preferred customers, and just this week I called her again to follow up, and what came out of her mouth was, I just can't get my order on my cell phone. I can't get it done. I said, well, I can place your order for you. You know, so she ordered a water bottle, but the point is the follow-up. I said if I hadn't called her, I would have never known, really, you know, what she wanted to order. So it's just amazing with the repetition of the daily mantras and how it's starting to manifest in my life where I can actually see things are happening, even though I don't feel like I'm doing a whole lot. But the last piece I just want to say is in December when we had that first Nikin Advantage Saturday, I had a lady from my church who was willing to host the event at her house, but she got sick the night before and actually went into the hospital. And one of the ladies that I know at the church who was planning to attend, I had talked to her about it, and then I saw her yesterday, and she said, you know, we have to get that together. We have to have that
that party. You know, I called it a happy, healthy holiday party. And so that was just a miracle, I say, that she brought it up in the conversation, said she wants to have it. So I called her back and left a message this evening. Well, we're going to set the date where I'll be able to go over to her home and share about Neatkin products and have happy, healthy tips.
You know, and Tara, you're so right on, because so many of us have realized that when we quote that, literally, if we're not reading it five times a day, or again, for me, it's the first thing before my feet hit the floor. I do not get out of bed without quoting it from memory. And when we start thinking that, and you know, it's nuts, because when you're on a witness stand and you start saying to yourself as you're being interrogated, my I can attitude is a manifestation of my thoughts and feelings. And my feelings right now are not very good. But hey, my I can attitude gives me serenity. You know, and it is so much fun being able to dig deep and people see that. And when you suffer and you're going through circumstances that are way out of your control, we can control that. And it's permeating so many things, and you're going to find more and more people coming across the path with that kind of attitude and that spirit. So on that note, I'm going to dash into this store and grab some things for my wife. And I think we covered everybody. And if not, well, you can share next week, because I think we gave you plenty of ample opportunities. Don't miss the kickoff call Thursday night with Jeff Eisen. The phone number is on the website in the information center underneath conference call schedule. It's right there at the top. And if there's anything that I can do on my end, do not hesitate to call me, text, whatever. That's the power of leveraging other people. All righty. So thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Adios. Evening. Adios. Ciao for now.
Good night.
Nice.